Now, will you notice this? Verse 1, then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And friends, may I say this? That if Jesus is innocent, he should be turned loose. He should be made a free man. If he's guilty of the charge that was brought against him, then he should have been crucified. There's no middle ground. To scourge Jesus was entirely unlawful, and it was entirely wrong. But he thought this would placate them. And we are told, and the soldiers planted a crown of thorns, put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe. You see, when a man had a death sentence against him, the soldiers could have their fun with him before he was crucified. And that's what they did here. And they said, "Hail, King of the Jews." Now notice what is said here. And if we pass by it, we may miss something. They smote him with their hands. Now, that's a game they played in that day that was known as hot hand. And when a prisoner was delivered over for a death sentence, after all, they could mutilate him, do anything they wanted to with him, what they would do, all the soldiers would show him their fist, and then they would blindfold him, and all of them would hit him as hard as they could, with the exception of one. And then they would take the blindfold off, and if he was still conscious, he was to guess who it was that didn't hit him. And, of course, he never guessed who that was. They saw to that. Then again, they blindfold him and go through it again. Friends, when they got through with him, he was beaten into a pulp. And I actually believe that the Lord Jesus was so mutilated that you would not even have recognized him, friends. And I think that's exactly what Isaiah meant when he says in Isaiah 52:14. And remember, that's part of Isaiah 53. Listen to this. "As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of man." The Lord Jesus was marred more than any other person. I had an officer of my church who was captain of a fire department in Nashville, Tennessee. And he was out early one morning on a call, and he went along sitting on top of the ladder rig, and a milk truck crossed in front of them, and they veered to miss it, and it flipped this truck over, and it dragged these men that were on top. I was called early that morning. I went to the hospital, and I walked in and looked at this man, and as I looked at him, I did not even recognize him. His face did not look like a face. It's just a hole where he was breathing. That was all I could recognize. I couldn't even see an eye of him. Couldn't tell what was his nose. And as I stood there in astonishment looking at this man, I thought of this verse. Jesus was marred more than any man. So he must have been marred more than that man that was there. It's difficult for you and me to really understand. I think it was shocking now when they took him outside and the crowd viewed him again.